The dawn came slowly, the weak glow of a distant sun casting only the most ghostly light upon the destroyed city. The dust and the clouds robbed everything of shade, rendering all things in grey. The only patches of colour came from the spills of blood around the bodies of the dead and the wounded. While Garrow and Varon stood watch, Rubio walked among the survivors, the coppery scent of their vitae strong in his nostrils. He found Arcudi dressing an injury on his arm with a length of dirty cloth, surrounded by the weary remnants of his band.
I can spare you a medikit pack.
There are bandages in...
No, no.
Need Astartes. It is nothing. A scratch at best. Of no concern.
As you wish. Perhaps one of the others, then. I see there are some in your group with greater wants.
Your offer is well taken, but I must refuse. Please understand, it is our way.
To bleed.
The Psyker gave the old man a hard look. He sensed what could be the gossamer touch of a lie in Arcudi's thoughts, but he could not be certain of it. Before the soldier could reply, Rubio walked away, to the line of corpses arranged in a row. He knelt by the closest of them, compelled by an impulse he could not articulate, a half-formed suspicion that welled up in his chest. With care, Rubio took the arm of a dead woman and opened her sleeve. His gaze traced the length of the pallid limb and found something.
What is this?
There were contusions and scarring, as he expected, but the corpse flesh showed something more. Lesions of a kind Rubio had never seen. He was no apothecary, but he had seen radiation burns and cancerous growths before. The flesh marks resembled those, but it was the pattern that struck him. Whatever afflicted the dead woman manifested in threefold clusters, almost like a deliberate mark. Rubio examined another body, and then a third. Each showed the same strange infection, each hidden away from plain sight. He looked up as Garrow approached, a searching look on the battle captain's face.
Rubio, what are you doing?
The Psyker showed him the marks.
Have you ever seen the like, Garrow?
Even as he asked the question, Rubio saw the answer to it in the other warrior's expression. Disgust, anger, hatred. All these emotions swept across Garrow's face in an instant. Behind him, Arcudi and the other survivors had stopped and turned to watch the Astartes.
I have seen such a mark before, Rubio. And it is the herald of horror and ruination.
In the depths of the warp, aboard the frigate Eisenstein, Nathaniel Garrow and his battle brothers had fought beings touched by the same threefold sign. They were the dead. Traitors from the Death Guard Legion, bodies reanimated to new, pestilent life by some dark power from the Immaterium. The undying, animated by disease and raw hate, driven by corruption. And now that same power swarmed here in the ruins, hiding in plain sight.
You were not meant to lay your eyes upon the mark. But now you too will meet the blessing of the Grandfather. He has been waiting for you, Nathaniel.
As one, the survivors threw back their heads and screamed.